Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
All my life, I have had friends who have been confined to wheelchairs, who have told me of the experience of that isolation that goes with it, the stares, the strange looks and comments. But until a few weeks ago, it was all theoretical knowledge. So I decided I would sit in a wheelchair. It happened in an airport, and I was in a city that allowed me anonymity, and I did nothing to attract any attention to myself. I simply sat there. In fact, I took my briefcase out and I set it in my lap and I opened it and I decided I would work while sitting in the chair. As the time grew nearer for our flight to depart, naturally the crowd increased in size, and I noticed several things that happened that would not have occurred to me had I not been in that wheelchair. First of all, the seats that were immediately around me remained vacant. Interesting. Even though a number of people stood for over 10, 15 minutes, they'd prefer to stand than to sit by someone in a wheelchair. Second were the looks. I got looks that I have never had before. People would look at me, and then when I would look back at them, they would look away. I understand that. I do that. You don't want someone to think you're staring at the disability or that you are even staring. All your life you're taught not to stare at someone sitting in a wheelchair. And so I understood. Not one person looked deeply into my eyes and with kind hospitality spoke. Not one. As I recall, even though I smiled back, there was only a quick nervous smile and then looking away. Finally, as they called our seat numbers and we were to board, I had a lady walk by me and do something that has never been done to me as an adult. She patted me on the head. And she said something a little pathetic like, "You poor thing," or "have a nice day," or something like that. Now, because I didn't want to create a scene, I waited till everyone was on board, and then I got up and walked on. Now, I want to make something very clear, because I've thought long and hard about that true account. My motive was absolutely pure. I did not do it to be clever. I did not do it to mock. God forbid. I did it because I had never been in a wheelchair before. Never. I now have a whole new respect for and outlook toward these brave, courageous people who operate in a battery-driven chair along a sidewalk and across a street. I now see them at a bus stop, and I have a fleeting reminder of my brief, temporary excursion into another world.
As Chuck discovered, there's a big difference between sympathy and empathy. To sympathize is to feel for someone. To empathize is to feel with them. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "The Parents of a Son Born Blind," was copyrighted in 1984 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.